Hello, hello, hello. Good afternoon, good morning, and good evening, beautiful people from all over the world. Welcome. I'd like to give you a mighty warm welcome today to MJ's Mindful Midday Motivational Mantras, the podcast that makes you say, Here with you every day in every way to assist you in manifesting the exceptional reality you've been dreaming about. Now, who am I? I'm your host with the most from the West Coast, here to help you take daily steps forward in expanding your consciousness while purposefully creating through the power of mindful intention an exceedingly and abundantly manifestation of your exceptional reality. Let's go. Now, today's Jewel Gem Hymn of the Day, everybody, is Living to Give. One more time. Today's Jewel Gem Hymn of the Day is Living to Give. The title of episode 16 here on the podcast that makes you say is Being a Cheerful Giver. Okay? Today we're going to discuss the intrinsic reward and value to being a cheerful giver. Beautiful people. There are many benefits of giving money and volunteering one's time and being generous with those of the aforementioned. But usually these aren't one-sided occurrences. This means once you give your money, your time, or donate anything of value, usually it's a reciprocal process, meaning you get something back in return, whether it be intrinsically of monetary value or something unexpected that you weren't even thinking about. Maybe it could be a lesson or something. I'd like to tell you beautiful people today, the gift that you benefit from, the exchange of pleasantries, gifts, or other valuable resources such as information and free service and time can't often be measured. I mean, it's invaluable. It's priceless. Think about a child that lives next door in your neighborhood that may have no parents, may live with their grandmother, and grandmother's often busy trying to make ends meet. And you go over there and you play with the next door neighbor. You teach them how to shoot a basketball, maybe kick a soccer ball, or teach them how to jump rope or write on the ground with some chalk and create colorful pictures, or even paint with them, or volunteer to take them to the park if it's all right with grandma. You know, that could be a huge blessing unexpectedly to the child that can be transformative in their life, maybe bring them out of their shell. Being a cheerful giver often allows you to be the change you would like to see in the world. This is an unexpected and pleasant benefit of giving. By volunteering to donate blood or consent to being an organ donor in the event that you, Lord forbid, have a catastrophic accident that can literally just wipe you out of the picture, but that tragic event can also save lives if you consent to being a donor. And we don't want anything to happen to you here on we're just saying, you know. On a lesser extreme, you know, depending on how much money you have or been able to be financially blessed with, you can donate to charitable organizations, and sometimes you don't even need that much money. You can choose to donate to scholarship funds for underprivileged youth in inner cities or poor rural communities. You can donate to children with special needs, such as those who have developmental disorders, such as Asperger's, Rett's disorder, or suffer from adverse situations like epilepsy, and you can help them. You can help them and their families and people who generally need it for hospital bills, medical supplies, doctor visits, etc., etc., by just being generous with your resources. Other ways you could give cheerfully would be to volunteer to serve meals at a homeless shelter, volunteer at a halfway house or orphanage, donate prom dresses or suits to high school children who could benefit from such gifts. Giving causes a release of good hormones, endorphins, that allow you to feel good as a result of your kindness. Certain scientific research has also shown that giving can also lead to lower blood pressure and lower levels of stress. Giving allows you to take the focus off yourself and your own problems by instead being compassionate and selfless and focusing on the needs of others, the wants of others, and whatever it is that will benefit the person you are going to help. Always remember, even if it's advice or an open ear, a shoulder to cry on, a helping hand, somebody needs your support, your encouragement, your kind words in form of a compliment, your love to give them a push. Somebody needs what you have to give. Find more ways to be a cheerful giver. This is your host with the most. I wish you a wonderful day.